Today we'll do Mem Sofit. The Mishnah Berurah says, Osmem stuma tiyel chadchila agula lamala litzad yamin, ulamata yela zavis li yamin vila small, shalote he nires kisamach. You have to make sure when you're making or drawing a Mem Sofit that the top right of the Mem Sofit is rounded a little bit, and the bottom is flat and is even on the right and the left, so it doesn't look like a samach. Vimlo asakin vahatiro kreba samach, kisamach too. If you didn't do that, and a kid looks at the letter and reads it as a samach, that's a problem. A prima gadon kosa shatov yosar shatiyam rubasni kol tzad, kibakal yucha level with deitos besamach. So the prima gadon thinks that it's just better to make the Mem Sofit square on all sides so no one confuses it with a samach. Mem zoti as stuma mikol tzad, vegaga yihia over lechadchila michutz lastima ma'at kerosh avav. So lechadchila, you should make sure that the Mem Sofit is closed on all sides, and you have to make sure that the top of it passes over the spot that closes, meaning there should be a little bit on the top of the Mem Sofit that extends beyond the body of the letter. And again, you shouldn't extend the top of the Mem Sofit so far beyond the body of the letter. If you did, you could scrape away the rest of it, and it's not called Chaktochos or Shalokesidron. If this happened when it comes to Hashem Hashem, and then there's no way to fix it, and you have to leave it that way. On Shabbos, also, you don't have to take out a new Sefer Torah as a result of overextending the Mem Sofit. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll do the letter Nun tomorrow.